And welcome to another edition of Only Funny to Us. I am TJ.
I'm constantly monitoring the audio board, which I need to adjust right now.
I'm Cliff.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night.
You should have seen this coming.
I hate be that
a
song.
Good night. Let's break it down. Ha na na na.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
I'm not entirely sure that's how it goes.
Close enough.
Oh, God. I hate that song. Yes. It is terrible. It is cheesy. And it was, and even from somebody coming
it was
from radio,
very popular.
Very overplayed. Very
it's
overplayed.
Good at, it was good at festivals and events, though.
Yeah.
Because we used to play it before Idol, remember?
Oh yeah. I mean, people love it. It's like Cupid Shuffle, completely
right.
Overplayed. People love it.
Oh, I hate God.
That song. Oh,
I just want to
down do it. Yeah, how's it feel? Oh,
and he also hates the wobble where that guy goes,
Better back it up.
You're pretty familiar with the song for hating the song so much.
Well, that's the thing about songs you hate. You end up knowing them by heart.
You end up knowing the lyrics because you hear them all the time.
Well, probably because you pay attention to more songs you
hate
more than
those lines.
Because you hear it and you go, oh, Jesus, there's that song.
There it is. Here comes that line that I hate so much.
That I hate.
Go back it up. Oh, I can't stand it.
I hate all line dancing songs.
Why? Even the boot scootin' boogie.
Boots, good and boogie.
I have to admit, I mean, I don't really.
Booty, rocking on the floor.
Everywhere.
Hate that one.
On the floor.
I don't know.
I very much hate that one.
Do you really?
Yes.
Now watch me whip. Now watch me nay nay. Now watch me whip.
I've never
whip.
Listened to
watch
that
me nay nay.
Okay.
Thanks. That's a new one.
Take me to the Kwan.
And I'm sure
take
I'll
take me
hear
to
it.
The Kwan.
Or was it
Kwan.
Hit the Kwan?
Hit the
Kwan. Hit the Kwan.
Take me to the Kwan.
What is the
Kwan? Man's name.
I'm like the whitest guy in the room right now.
I was going to say the Kwan.
Take
right
me
now.
To the
slang,
Kwan.
Slang
take me to the Kwan. Yeah, all right. Take me to the Kwan.
We need to get, who was it that did all the covers?
Pat Boone.
Well, Pat Boone did a lot. I know what you're thinking about. There's somebody else
there was
that did a lot
it
of
wasn't
covers.
David Hasselhoff, was it?
It was Richard Cheese. He did them.
Yeah, Dick Cheese did a bunch of, and those are great. Now, I mean, that's art.
There was another, William could, we're not doing Periscope, so he can tell us after he hears this, but William knew a group that did a lot of, I guess it was William, that did a lot of,
covers.
Took like rap songs and did jazz songs out of them and stuff.
It's not the, no.
It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Who cares?
All right, so a couple of great things happened over the weekend. We were all at Creepy Hollow.
Friday night, yes.
Friday night,
mm-hmm.
And we got to meet Costas Mandalore.
We did.
Who was from the Saw movies, began in Saw 3 and kind of moved his way through, but was a really nice guy.
Super nice guy.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
he
just,
really was.
We got to introduce him, and he went out and rode the first bus ride out of Creepy Hollow, which was just great, and from what I understand, last night was insanely packed.
David said they set a record, they thought.
Around 4,000?
Around 4,000 people.
I mean, just crazy. He got out of there. Now, normally I'm up there in the two-story Tower of Terror, spinning the ones and twos.
I'm sorry, is that the name of that, the Tower of Terror?
That's what I've called
it's
it.
It's a deer stand.
It's, well.
It's a deer stand.
And we have tested the limits of how many people we can put up there during the last podcast that we did. I think we had six
or seven.
We've had quite a few up there.
We've had many up there.
Well, see, last week, the last podcast, it was the four of us.
Patty,
Hess, and Cassie.
Yeah, and Cassie was there.
So seven people.
Yeah.
Seven.
And it was crowded.
There was still room, though.
But we still, yeah, I mean,
there's still a little room. You could put enough chairs up there. You could probably get maybe 8 to 10 people.
Maybe, but you're going to be,
yeah. Yeah, you'd be.
You're going to be cramped in like budget airlines or something.
It was very wet.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's
right.
Raining. Crowley had diarrhea, so it was super wet.
Oh, he was squirting all over the place.
Shut up.
Two people slipped in it. I thought we were going to get
sued. No, it was raining. Yeah. It was that really light mist rain.
Oh, no. At some point, it was the really hard pouring rain.
And people stayed out there. They were coming out there.
They were still in
line. You know what? It wasn't that cold that night. Had that happened last night?
Oh, they wouldn't have been. I don't know. Because I've been out there now. I'm thinking for like 3-4 years.
Something
and it's
like
been cold and rainy, and they're lined up because it's that great of an event. Let me go and just, I'll go ahead and give them a shameless plug, creepyhollow.net.
Why? Wait, stop. Why is it shameless?
Okay, I don't know.
Just give them a plug.
Give them a plug. Creepyhollow.net for all of the details. They're going to be opened up, as I understand it, because they missed a weekend because of the flooding.
That's right, they did.
They are going to be open up the weekend after
Halloween.
They're going to go through the
Thanksgiving
sixth.
Ride, is what you're saying.
So, yeah.
Well, they should change it all to a Thanksgiving house.
No.
A bunch of zombie pilgrims out there.
Zombie pilgrims.
Nightmarish
killing turkeys.
Zombie turkeys.
And have a horseman riding with a jack-o'-lantern
head. Dude, what an idea. Have, like, Indians killing pilgrims.
And
you go to, like, a pilgrim village instead of a haunted house. You know?
Scalping's happening.
You could have a whole Thanksgiving house for the month after.
And they could change it to Thankful Hollow.
Thankful Hollow.
There you go.
Did we just hit on something?
I think we did. And, you know,
copyright.
And Benji and Patsy are listening right now. They're going, that's not a bad idea.
Then they get Christmas, of course, and make a Santa's village.
Now, I think one time they did do a Santa thing out there.
Santa's killage.
And back at the house, they have to have pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh, my God. There's a shortage of pumpkin, by the way. Have you heard that?
No.
Because of all the heavy rainfall over the summer,
going into
fall.
They rot.
Yeah, so they're actually predicting if you use the canned pumpkin stuff, go ahead and get it now because they're predicting they could almost be out by Thanksgiving.
No, TJ just created a rush on the bank.
Yeah.
And a rush on
and it's going to snow, so go get you some milk and bread.
All the local radio stations and see what's been closed.
Yes. What the delays are.
I have to say, speaking of snow, I'm very jealous of my friend Pam Buttendeck.
She's
up in Syracuse, and she sent me a picture of her job today, and it was like, three or four inches of snow on the ground.
Okay, but
not jealous at all because I'm looking out here, and it's nice and crisp.
That's right. It's a beautiful day.
And there's no snow out here.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, go up there.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
fine. But tell them what you said earlier about
what. Oh yeah, I know.
He always says he wants to move up there.
I know, I'm not going to move up there. If I moved up there, I would be homesick.
So here's what you need to say. I love to visit the Northeast.
I want to go up there and I want to stay for like another week.
There you go.
When I know it's going to be snowing a lot, like when I was up there earlier.
Yeah.
Didn't your flight get delayed because of that, or was it not? Or did you stay like an extra day or two? I can't remember.
He did. We thought my flight was going to get delayed because up to a couple of days before I was leaving, they were predicting a huge blizzard to come through, potentially a blizzard, but the blizzard did not form.
Was it a blizzard or a nor'easter?
It was just a blizzard. Okay. It was just going to be a big snowfall.
Just a blizzard.
Maybe this year's trip we can plan a Ben Steven featuring Cliff Travel
all the way to Syracuse.
All the way to Syracuse in the car.
Nice.
No. No. All right. We will, but we have to make a pact now that if we get stuck in a snowbank, we eat Steve.
He's too skinny.
I was going to say, we're trying. That would be to ward off starvation. That's not going to do us any good.
After last night,
we'll kill Steve and use his bones to make snowshoes to walk to somewhere with food.
I did something last...
And you use his skin to make coat skin.
We could maybe make one for the two of... I don't think we could fit any skin.
You'd have to make just like two parkas or something. wouldn't work. Oh, well, now you brought up last night. Let's talk about the big Halloween party that you guys were at last night.
Hold on. I'm still trying to figure out how we're going to dissect Steven.
I did something last night that... is rare for me, and then I regretted it a little later.
I've got a Sharpie. I mean, not a Sharpie, a sharp knife.
And then I regret it later. I got into the Starbursts and Tootsie Rolls. That were in
he had already been
there on the thing on the table.
What a life you lead!
He had already drank
you.
A lot.
All right, let's set the scene. What right, happened last night?
Last night was the annual Gibson's Halloween party. Amy Gibson, the Queen of Halloween, had her party last night, and it's always a really nice time.
Yes,
always good people there. Mm-hmm. Always have a lot of fun. They always have the yard set up super. The house, she opens up her home to everybody, and everyone that comes is super respectful and just has a great time. There's never any trouble.
Nope.
Also, yeah, remember to go by and drop off your canned goods that she I don't have the address.
She's right there on.
She's right there on the corner of Greenwood and Fifth Street.
Right,
you can't miss it. There's a bucket outside.
There's a bunch of Halloween decorations.
You absolutely can't miss it.
It's just past. If you're coming, if you're familiar with Hartsville, if you're coming down, from
Sonic that area,
Sonic down, it's right past the State Farm.
Right past Macon Hunters is on the left. You can't.
Yeah,
just look for the giant. She had this giant pumpkin creature. Like a blow-up thing with these claws that were standing there.
Nice.
In the backyard. But make sure you stop by and drop off some canned goods. We'll be doing that. Oh, Jesus.
And they don't.
What, Steve?
Here comes the pseudo-bulber.
I just thought of something funny. What,
here it comes. Here it comes.
What if the State Farm office set up a thing to where every time you drove past it, all of a sudden on a loudspeaker it would shout out, khakis.
Anyway,
good God. Let him go. Here he goes.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Just want to get in his brain and run around for a little while. Yeah,
no, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
I want to get in his brain with a katana sword and just swing.
That'd be like a lobotomy.
Yeah.
At any rate, by there and drop your canned goods off. She donates them, I believe, to the,
Harvest
Hope Food Bank?
Is it Harvest?
It's one of the organizations around town here. They drop off the canned goods. I'm sure she'll correct us come Monday night, whatever it is. She'll let us know.
And now is a big a time as any because a lot of people from the floods, they don't have anything. They're dealing with a lot of issues, and there's still some people down in the Somerton area that are still in shelters, like 104 people still in a shelter. Mm. FEMA has finally come in, and they're starting to dole out the money so these people can rebuild their lives. But, we saw some of the photographs, but when you actually see the other stuff and you look at that, you think that's a third world country. That's not here.
Oh yeah, it's rough down there.
It was right in our own backyard. So,
but yeah, be sure and stop by there and drop off some canned goods and her buckets out on the sidewalk. But
and also the American Red Cross, if you want to make some donations to the American Red Cross,
that's true.
Do it for flood relief, and they will get it to the people that need it the most.
Okay, but anyway, last night we went to the annual party, and it was me, Steve, and Cliff, and Crowley had a few to drink. Crowley and I went to Vintage first. We stopped by Vintage. Be sure you visit Vintage. It's on College Avenue in Hartsville here. And Crowley had two large.
What's up, Cal?
Hey, Cal. Crowley had two large German beers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, I want to tell you something funny that happened with Cal last night. Me and Cal were joking around about different old football plays, and he was talking about Clemson using the Statue of Liberty play. Here's what they ought to do: they should, you drop back and you drop the ball, and you pretend you're going to pass, and the running back comes by and gets to the receiver, and he runs in for a touchdown. And da da da. And I was like, oh yeah, like anybody uses the Statue of Liberty play anymore today. The Miami Dolphins scored on a Statue of Liberty
play.
Did
they really?
I couldn't believe it. I was like,
that's going to be on SportsCenter.
I'll be damned. It was the old Statue of Liberty play. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I thought that was interesting.
Side note.
So Steve had two large German beers. I had one PBR on tap, baby. $2.
There you go.
Bam.
What's up?
It's delicious.
That's how you roll.
Love PBR. Sure, it's an old world beer.
But you know what? It's the standard.
It's a classic flavor.
That's my grandfather. Funny story. My grandfather only drank PBR unless Flagstaff was cheaper than PBR or Black Label.
The first time I ever had blackout sex was I was drunk on PBR and cold medicine. I don't remember anything.
But
I've been told. But anyway.
But it's kind of passed down. It was interesting. My niece, who had gone off to college at Charleston, my grandfather's beer choice was PBR.
Mm-hmm.
Her beer choice, without even knowing, PBR.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be genetic.
Yeah, I guess.
And there's something
about
cheap beer. What was the one that you and Patty bought
me
that night?
Milwaukee's Best Ice.
And it was delicious.
There you go.
And it would have cost
68 cents for a 24-ounce can.
All right, speaking of that, real quick, I don't know if I addressed this. I didn't because we did the podcast out at Creepy Hollow. Mm-hmm. Took my daughter to a concert in Charlotte. Went and saw... It was four bands. The two that she wanted to see was Sleeping with Sirens and All Time Low.
What'd you call them, Cliff?
I
called one of them Top Dead Center. I couldn't remember the name of it. Something was sleeping in a coffin or something.
12 Hours to Live.
That's 12 Hours to Live. But it was really a great show. The venue up there, I wish we could get something like here in Florence or something. It's like a 3,000-4,000 seat amphitheater. Right in the middle of Charlotte. It was a great, great event. But they had the 24-ounce Limeritas, Mangaritas, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to deal with this concert. I'm gonna have one of these. Hey, you can go to the gas station, get these things for like $2.69, $2.79.
$2, $3.
So I was like, I'm going to go ahead and get one. So I walk over to go buy one. $15. For a 24-ounce Limerita.
You're a captured audience.
Yeah. 15, and I was like...
And they don't want people to get drunk.
And my daughter goes, are you going to get one? I was like, no, let's go get some water.
Mm-hmm.
Two waters later, $9.
That's it.
For two bottles of water.
They don't want people peeing everywhere.
Back to the Halloween party.
Okay, go ahead.
And that leads right back to it. Amy had a little tub with all the different Ritas in it, the little ones, you know. She's evidently not a fan of the Mangarita.
Nope.
She went to get a strawberry Rita and grabbed the wrong one and started drinking it and was like, oh, what is this?
That's my favorite, the Mangarita.
Well, I thought, have you tried the apple? You talking about the apple.
Yeah, the apple Rita. It's the closest to tasting like a red delicious apple.
Wow.
That you can get out of any of
I'm definitely going to try one.
You got to get one. Just get one of the 24 ounces. Don't go to a concert and spend $15 on one.
And it'll have to be later because I can't get it today because of the stupid blue laws in this state.
Tell me about it.
I'm waiting on the Puritans to come over and arrest us. But anyway.
but get another plug. Get the Apple Aria's, and they are very...
Okay.
Very
Apple
good.
Ritas.
Does it say in the middle?
It does.
A lot of A's.
Yeah.
Really?
It wraps around the can.
All the way around.
Apple Rita.
That's what it, and that's what.
So anyway,
interesting.
Crowley got drunk, then he ate a bunch of Starbursts and wanted to puke.
And Tootsie Rolls,
wait a
minute.
Didn't you get what was that game, Bean Boozled?
Bean Boozled. Have you heard of Bean Boozled?
No.
Gross. We're going to do this on the podcast.
Okay.
Oh, no.
But, okay, you know Jelly Belly Jelly Beans?
Yeah, yeah,
the ones that
yeah.
make all the different flavors, and they really taste like what they say they taste
right.
like. They have a game called Bean Boozled, and apparently you get this bag of jelly beans. One of them's a good flavor. One of them's a bad flavor.
They look identical.
They look identical, so you don't know which. You spin this wheel, and it apparently points to the color you're supposed to get. It's supposed to be two people playing, but we did it last night with four. Yeah, there was four of us, and Sue Ann just said, we just would reach in a bowl and pull one out and look at it. Sue Ann would tell us, all right, this is either... buttered popcorn or rotten eggs.
Oh!
Yeah, I got that one.
Crowley got rotten eggs. He was chewing. He was like, okay, what were these two again? And Sue Ann said, either popcorn or rotten eggs. And instantly Crowley went, it's eggs. It's rotten eggs. Started spitting it out.
Horrible.
Get us a cup.
Why?
Get us
a cup. Yeah, get a cup. I had my...
two girls.
I picked up a...
but there's a pull.
I picked up... a brown one that was either chocolate pudding or dog food. Take a quick guess which one I got.
Dog food.
I liken it to it tasted like the way a can of Old Roy smells from Walmart when you crack it open. And it was horrible, and it just wafted through my head for like an hour.
Now, have you ever eaten dog food?
No, I've never.
Not even as a kid. Wet dog food, but like dry.
Oh yeah, yeah. I did that.
Yeah, but you can taste things.
And that was just grainy.
Taste will remind you of a smell.
And here it is because you can't taste a sweaty sock, but you can damn sure get the flavor of what it smells like. And I got that last night.
I got one. Bad. I got one that was either lawn clippings or lime. Yeah. And I couldn't tell which was which.
Stroller's like, lawn clippings must taste pretty good.
Because this one didn't taste that. It didn't taste bad.
Amy got one that was vomit.
No, what in the hell is wrong with y'all?
You're going to play too.
It's butyric acid.
You're going to play too, but it's really fun. And they're not that terrible.
They're just not that good.
But they're not good at all.
The rotten egg, it just tastes bad.
Yeah.
And you'll know it when you bite into it.
Absolutely. Steve Kirkman Al, avid listener, fan of the show. Hi, Steve. Hey,
Steve. What's up, Steve?
Steve. He tried one a little later when Donna was just eating him out of the bowl going... she was so drunk, she said she couldn't even feel her teeth.
Oh,
so she
Jesus
was like,
God.
I don't know what this is. She just would eat it. Well, sugar. Steve, she said, make sure I don't get a black one. And Steve said, well, I'll eat the black one. Hand it here. So he put it in his mouth, and as soon as his teeth cracked the shell... He was like, oh, God, oh,
it's
God, it was
tar.
Skunk stink smell. But it was either licorice or skunk stink, and I was like, well, I'm not
either
eating the black
one. Either one is bad.
Both are bad.
Ew.
It was really fun, though.
I'm so glad that I missed it.
That's
well,
a video.
You're
there's a,
not
there's a video.
Miss it because we're going to play it.
Yeah, you're not going to miss it. We're going to play it.
We're going to go by the party time. Store.
Cliff's going by Party City to get a bag of them, and we'll have them next week here on the show.
I can't wait.
It's going to be fun. But yeah, we had a good time. Cliff,
my goodness.
Cliff,
I made some friends.
Cliff made some friends.
I heard about that.
Cliff made friends with a man dressed as a priest.
Yeah.
Which would be Keenan Kirkman Al.
Yeah.
And then Cliff got hit on by this gal.
An available
at the party.
Young lady.
An available young lady at the party.
Asked me if I wanted to take a ride.
Cliff said no.
I respectfully denied.
No, thank you.
Now a ride where?
And she and she wasn't real. She wasn't real keen on taking no for an answer.
She wasn't real keen on being subtle about it.
No,
either.
She wasn't subtle at all. She wanted to take a ride, TJ.
I was flattered.
She wanted some of that.
I mean, yeah,
she
I guess.
Some of that Cliff.
Some of that Middle Eastern look.
She wanted some of that Middle Eastern love.
She wanted some of that Osama bin Laden.
I don't know how to make Middle Eastern music. Just insert your own Middle Eastern music here.
Go ahead, Cliff. Some Middle Eastern music, right?
Yeah, Cliff.
Or maybe she's into
enlighten us.
Maybe it's just that she's into Native Americans or Mexicans. I don't know what you are.
Anything I could say about that would be like absolutely fucking racist. So
I don't know what you know. Cliff could be the multitude.
Actually, the truth of the matter, Cliff is part Native American.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
But
he can pass for
Middle
Eastern.
But we tease him and say he looks Middle Eastern,
Mexican, Indian, whatever. You know,
I think basically it is that the three other pale guys are just jealous that he doesn't have to do anything to look nice, dark, tan, and handsome.
Right. It makes me useful to the government.
Yeah. Oh, yes, if you were to ever, you know, walk around with a turban on and road flare strapped to your chest, you'd be in jail instantly.
I can pass for a lot of nationalities.
Well, now, Steve used to think I was mixed when I was in high school.
The first day I met Ben, first day of junior high, seventh grade, I just assumed Ben was mixed. I thought he was half black, half white.
A lot of black girls used to ask me if I was mixed.
Really? I just assumed that he had a black parent and a white parent, and...
Go back and look at some of my pictures from when we were younger.
After some amount of time, I think probably the first time I went over to spend a night at Ben's and I found out that both of his parents were white.
You were stunned?
I was like, but you look, and I've probably told you that, but you look mixed.
What is it? But you're black.
You're black. There's no doubt what Crowley is.
Yeah. That's Irish.
I'm redheaded. I'm expected to be pasty.
Yeah.
I'm 100% Caucasian.
Yeah, you're a mixture of Irish and French, so you go figure.
Yeah, I'm as white as you can find.
You're a green
frog. And I think what it is is your hair.
Probably.
And I saw a picture of your son that you had posted on Facebook.
Hey, went to
Coker open house. And I'm going to admit, I haven't seen your boys in forever.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I saw him and I was like, look at the hair.
Yeah, he's decided to let it grow out for a while.
Let the coif go.
Yeah.
Is it going to go all long?
I don't have no idea. Whatever.
Damn, Robert Plant thing.
The boy's getting scholarships left and right. He's already been accepted to Coker.
Yeah.
He gets good. You know, he behaves. He can grow his hair any damn way he pleases.
Do whatever he wants to.
His hair is the least of my worries.
Yeah. So, no,
and Will is the one who just He says, I'm ready to shave my head again. He doesn't let it get very long, and he just shaves it off. So, like, he saves me money on haircuts. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and speaking of which, we went to Coker College Saturday morning.
Yeah, we did Saturday. Yeah,
Open house.
There's some pictures on Facebook.
Let me tell you, that makes me want to wish I could go to college as a teenager now.
Oh.
That, I mean, it is it's the nicest stuff now, and the damn perks you get, you know, for...
Yeah, they really got it made there. They really take care of the students.
Talking about scholarships, my niece, Stephanie, who went to College of Charleston and graduated there, had almost she had a presidential scholarship to go to Coker. It would have cost her mother $2,000 a year to send her, and she would have stayed on campus and everything.
Yeah.
She chose to go to College of Charleston, where it cost a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm glad she did it. I'm glad she went and got away and lived.
I think she wanted to get away from Hartsville.
Yeah. Well, you know, she could have, that campus, you could go to Coker and stay there, even if you lived in Hartsville.
Yeah, no, she was.
And you never would have to leave.
Right, but I mean, you know.
And that's what I told Chris. I said, look, dude, I said, if you want to stay here, you can stay here. If you want to stay at home, you can stay at home. If you want to stay here and only come home when we make spaghetti, that's fine.
Yeah.
And he went, oh, so that'd be like every night.
Hey, it's cheap.
Yeah, it's good.
It lasts for a while.
But anyway, that was a good time. Glenda forced me to go. I didn't really want to go because I'm not a big people, you know, I don't like.
Yeah.
But once I get into something, I'm fine.
Right.
I'm very personable.
It's just the apprehension going into it.
It's the thought of having to do it. It's not the actual doing it. That's fine. And then somebody pulled the fire alarm while we were eating lunch.
We're in the cafeteria, which they have a very nice cafeteria. And they
super nice.
Serve you breakfast. They serve you lunch. Could choose breakfast. You can choose to make your own sandwich, salads, all kinds of
crap. Cafeteria's open for what is it, 12 hours at a time?
Oh, wow.
They only have certain times where they serve hot food, but you can go in there anytime, make a salad, have a sandwich, cereal.
Ooh, right.
Is the salad bar any good?
It looked great. I didn't have a salad, but it looked awesome.
They do it so people going between classes, they can't get back to their dorm or whatever.
It's really cool, dude, I swear.
And they have a Starbucks over there.
Oh, and they have these thing called Eno hammocks. Have you heard of these?
Uh-uh.
enohammock.com, I think, is the address. But they're it's some new thing that's like a big fad, and you go to the Student Life Center and you check out an actual hammock, then you go out there and hook it up, lay in it. And they said you're liable to go out there and see people sitting in them studying. You can sit in them or lay in them. You can close them up on you like a cocoon.
Yeah.
They're really cool, though. But it was just really, really neat.
So is it going to go?
I don't know. Glenn, I think he wants to go, but Glenda wants him to look at other places. But if he's set on...
you know, broaden your horizons. Doesn't hurt to look
but
around.
But if he's set on going and as family and home-oriented as he is, I think that might be the best thing for him.
I'm surprised.
To be out, but be close enough. I think she wants him to go there, but she wants him to look at other stuff.
Because she went there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But you want your kids to,
and actually because she went there, there's another scholarship he can get just because she went there.
Oh, wow!
So,
if he goes to Coker, they're not going to have to pay for anything.
And I think meeting that criminology professor
is that what he wants to do?
Yeah, that's he wants to work for the FBI. Is what?
Oh, wow!
Yeah. But meeting that criminology professor, I think, and hearing the way he talked about from him coming from Texas A&M to Coker, and how at Coker, the class ratio is it averages 13 students to one professor.
Oh, wow.
Texas A&M, he said you're one of 300 in a room with one professor.
No.
And so there's a lot more one-on-one stuff. And, they did this other thing called round table learning, where you sit at a big table facing each other. So nobody can go to sleep. Nobody can goof off. Nobody can mess with their phones. You're pushed by everybody else around you. Or not pushed, but, you kept going.
Encouraged.
Encouraged by everyone around you. And I thought, that's a really neat concept.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope he goes there.
Yeah, I kind of do, too.
All right. Well, we had a tragedy that came about over the past week.
Okay.
Playboy. Has decided that they are no longer going to be publishing new photos. So now I guess guys can legitimately say, oh, I read Playboy just for the articles.
You know, I posted on Twitter that when I heard that, I went on our OFTU account and I posted, I said, so Playboy's decided to stop showing nudity. And I went, interesting. And then I said, on an unrelated note, Burger King has decided to stop. Has decided to serve nothing but salads.
What's the point?
Exactly.
What is the point?
And after I don't understand. We've already got Maxim. We've got whatever the hell else is.
Well, there's Penthouse. There's Hustler. There's,
well, but I'm saying, I mean, we've already got plenty of magazines that show damn near everything without showing it.
Well, I will explain.
What do you know about naked women?
Now listen, it was on the news.
It was on the news.
It was on the news.
Why do you have an opinion on this?
Their logic, their mentality is that in the internet age, looking at nude women is so widespread, it's so easy, anybody can access it. You can go to Google search and look at it. They said it's really not, what's the word? It's really not lucrative, or special anymore.
It's not what it used to be. It's not as risk. I mean, because when we were growing up,
You had to go sneak.
How often do you look at naked women, Steve? On the
internet.
On the internet. Oh, really?
No.
Really?
I don't look at anything like that.
So you're the Puritan I was worried about coming to arrest us?
I'm too busy reading philosophy and science.
Here it comes.
Is that correct?
You know, as much time as he spends reading philosophy and science, one day he's going to come up with the theory of everything.
So anyway.
Wow, I'm really blowing Sean away here in fantasy football. So I keep getting updates. I don't know what the hell's happening.
That's their mentality. It's not special anymore.
Well, no. Nudity is
to have
is
a
not,
specialty it's, magazine it's, showing nude women.
It's not. It's not what it used to be when you had to. We all snuck into our dad's secret stash.
My dad. I didn't live with my dad.
So did your mom have a secret stash?
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
Some kid in your neighborhood.
Some kid in your neighborhood
found their dad's Hustler or something, right?
Well, you shut the hell up. I'll tell you who it was. I would go down to Dan Al's house, and his dad kept Playboys in the closet.
There you go.
In the bathroom under the towels.
My dad, there was two separate stacks. There was one that was under the bathroom sink. There was a little stack there. And then there was another one that was, I want to say, in one of his clothing drawers. And whenever mom would go shopping and dad would be at work, I was checking stuff out. But on that note, and I may have
checking
shared this
stuff out. There's a euphemism.
I may have shared this story before. I used to steal them. And I had a Foot Locker trunk at the foot of my bed that I would keep all my porno mags in. And there was a time when my parents apparently thought that I was on drugs.
Oh, yeah. You told the story. Mm-hmm. And they broke into your Foot Locker.
They broke into my Foot Locker, and there was nothing but porno mags in there. I freaked out because they were trying to get in there. I was like, no!
And then they realized you were just on tits.
Yeah, I was just on tits. I wasn't on any kind of drugs. And mom was cool about that. She was like,
got tits.
Yeah, no.
He's not,
she didn't do that?
No. He's not an addict. He's just a self-abuser.
You can just come look at mine anytime you want.
Self-abuser.
He's just a self-abusing
Did she
perv.
Say that to you?
No, she did not.
Oh. Did Steve's mom say that to you?
Yeah, she did. I heard her stuff is so sweet it gives you diabetes.
Oh.
It's not tight, though, I can tell you that.
I wouldn't know.
How do you think I got diabetes?
I would not know.
Getting that sweet stuff.
Sweet Jane.
Like a big
Sweet Jane, god damn it.
Incidentally.
Oh god.
There's a song called Sweet Jane.
Yeah.
By the Velvet Underground.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was remade velvet. By Cowboy Junkies.
It is velvety.
It's got teeth.
Tastes like sour cream.
Sour cream?
Oh, you nasty.
Wow. All right, next subject.
I thought it was yeasty.
Damn.
Like tastes like cottage cheese.
Old cottage cheese. It looks like it, too.
Skin all right, fuck off.
So anyway, all right. So speaking of Playboy.
Yes.
One of the big things is you always want to see celebrities nude.
Yes.
And I have a list of all the celebrities that have posed nude in Playboy.
Yes.
All right, Marilyn Monroe.
Granted.
Back in 1953. Mm-hmm. Jane Mansfield, who used to be the spokesperson.
She's the one who got decapitated in the car wreck.
Now, one of the big ones, and I was old enough to want to see this because my parents...
Before you start that, two little asides about Jane Mansfield.
Trivia. James Manfield?
James Manfield.
What do you know?
James,
a metal
James,
band.
What do you James Manfield.
Welcome to the stage, James Manfield.
Right. What do you know about James Manfield?
Two little trivia. One, she was a member of the Church of Satan.
I knew that.
Two, her daughter Mariska Hargitay off of Law and Order.
Yep. What is all this? What is all the fingers
I don't know.
Flipping
he's
around?
Showing the audience.
Glenda was picking at Steve when we were at Coker the other day. Oh, that brings one more thing real
all
quick.
Right, one more thing.
Glenda was picking at Steve because he wrings his hands when he's talking to people.
That's a nervous reaction.
He was standing there talking, and Glenda looked at me, and she started wringing her hands like this. And then a little later, we're walking down the sidewalk, he didn't even know he was doing it. Mm-mm. I said, that's how you can tell when Steve's really interested in what he's talking about, because he starts doing that with his hands. Yeah. But we're walking down walking towards the library to do the breakout sessions with the different majors, professors. We're heading to the criminology thing. And the girl that was walking said, do we have any juniors here today? And, you know, a couple of people. She said, how about any seniors? And Steve raised his hand or whatever. And she said, oh, I was talking about seniors in high school, not senior citizens.
She did.
Boom! She nailed it.
Wow!
She did.
She did. Steve was like, dang.
Yes, but I get 25 cents off my coffee at McDonald's. So
that's what I told him. I said, Steve, now you can go down to Hardee's and get that 35-cent coffee.
There you go.
Eat it. Senior citizen. She blew him away.
She did.
Oh, my God.
And then she's like, oh, but we love y'all, too. We love y'all, too.
Of course you do, because they're paying the bills.
Yep. Yeah. It was funny, though.
All right, so more of these celebrities. And this one was a big one that came out. Everyone was ready to see this back in 1980. Y'all were still much younger than me, but I think you'll probably try to check it out. It was Bo Derek.
I don't remember.
Do you remember what was the big movie?
Ten.
Yep. Mm-hmm. With Dudley Moore. Joan Collins.
New.
Back in 1983, she was 50 years old. She was from Dynasty.
Never thought she was attractive. TV series.
And she was
I remember that episode.
She was actually probably the first cougar to grace the pages of Playboy.
Mm.
I mean, if you think about it, she was like, what was she? She was 50 years old. She had a nice body.
Did she? I don't remember. I remember seeing it and just kind of being like, why?
I remember it. Kim Basinger.
Don't remember that one.
She was the Bond girl that year. Never Say Never Again. That was in 1983. Madonna, back in 85, she didn't actually pose nude.
They posted the old black and white photos. I remember that.
Where she's got hair under her arms.
Yeah, she had hair everywhere.
Cindy Crawford actually posed nude in Playboy in 88, 96, and 98.
Huh, I didn't realize that.
LaToya Jackson.
The snake.
Oh, God.
Back in 1989, Sharon Stone.
Oh, God.
Back in 1990, 2 years before the infamous leg crossing scene.
When are there going to have any attractive women in there? When do you get to those?
Pamela Anderson?
No. Mm. She went through her plastic surgery.
Yeah. Well, she looked actually pretty then.
That was back in 92, and she's been in there 12 more times since then.
Oh.
Anna Nicole Smith.
I always liked her.
Yeah, 1993, she was actually Playmate of the Year.
Yep, I remember that.
Elle McPherson
posed
nude.
Did she?
In 1994. People are going to be Googling the hell out of this.
I'm Googling that now.
He's doing it right now. Shannon Doherty.
I do remember that.
That was in 94. And then I think I remember that. In 2003. Robin Givens. Back in 1994. Jenny McCarthy, who's a train wreck, but hot.
Yeah, no, I don't.
1994. Then,
her attitude or something about her to me is just unattractive.
I don't know what it is. Her body is great, but her is unattractive.
Well, even before she came out with her crazy autism vaccine connections.
Right.
Even before that, I just didn't.
No, she was pretty hot.
I don't think. Singled out.
Remember that?
She was one of those hot girls who tried not to act hot. Remember, she would burp and fart.
Yeah. Maybe that was
on her TV show. She tried to be just an everyday person, but she happened to be really pretty.
Now, Farrah Fawcett, who did a lot of provocative things beforehand, didn't pose nude until 1995 and again in 1997. Drew Barrymore.
Mm-hmm.
Who,
Grapefruit. I remember the picture.
1995. Ginger Spice, Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah.
Back in 98. Charlize Theron, who is...
Jesus, Elle Macpherson is extremely underwhelming nude.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because she's a beanpole. There's no substance.
Yeah, I mean, really.
She was a model.
Charlize Theron back in 1999 posed nude. Naomi Campbell in 92. I'm going to just hit some of the highlights. Yeah, this was one of the ones that I anticipated and could not wait for. Tiffany.
Oh, my God,
I think
yes.
we're alone now.
I wish she'd be in there now.
Oh. Back in 2002 is when
I wish she
was
in Hustler.
Wow.
Wrestling a piranha.
How about this? Oh. You ready for this?
Listen. Listen. No.
Cherry. Oh.
Who?
Cherry.
Oh, yeah. We.
Jesus. Mayfair?
We went way back. I used to watch those.
Wait.
Oh, Cherry, the magazine.
Yeah, explain to Steve what these things are.
No, I know what
these are. Men's magazines.
I remember Cherry.
I mean, being the horn dog that you are, I figured you knew this.
I remember Chic.
Cheek, yeah.
What about High in the Saddle?
There was High Society.
High in the Saddle, Blue Boy, any of those?
Tatas.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What were the biker magazines that were...
Easy Rider.
Easy Rider. Easy Rider, there you go.
I found one of those in a safe deposit box once. God. I kid you not. Like a 1974 issue.
It was probably the guy's wife that was
featured.
Or his
motorcycle, one or the other.
Yeah, either way.
Steve, he was in Reader's Wives. That was it. She was in Reader's Wives.
Steve used to spank it to some butch mustachioed daddy.
I remember Steve used to
an
like...
Easy Rider.
Steve used to like Beaver Hunt magazine.
Damn it.
You like Beaver Hunt, Steve?
Make sure you take a big swig of beer before we start.
Thank you. Appreciate
answering
that.
Answering your damn questions.
I don't know what that means.
All right. Daryl Hannah.
Oh, yeah. I thought
2003.
She was
hot, baby.
She was, but by 2003?
Yeah.
I don't think she was.
She was well past Splash Prime.
Splash was.
Splash was. Whew, she
man.
Was fantastic. I mean,
yes.
She just had the right amount of body weight.
God.
I mean, she was. What was that? That was 1980.
It had to be 80. Was it 87?
That's what I'm thinking. 87, I mean, somewhere in that area.
Real quick.
Google that real quick. Jamie Presley.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 2004.
Baywatch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in Baywatch. She was also in Joe Dirt.
I'm
your sister. You're my sister.
Have you seen Joe Dirt 2 yet?
You know, I started watching it on Crackle, and then the program, for some reason, it wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't finish it.
Yeah, I started watching it, and it sucked, and I stopped
watching. It wasn't good, yeah.
Well, it's always,
oh, my God, 84.
84 was...
Splash.
Was it really? That's like early
God,
Tom
I was,
Hanks.
I was 12. No wonder
that
I
was like
she
Tom
was
Hanks there. Right after Bosom Buddies.
Yes, early Tom. That's right. Tom Hanks was in that.
Mm-hmm. He was the guy.
He was.
Tom Hanks has always been great. Brooke Burke.
Yeah.
Remember her back in 2004. Denise Richards in 2004. Stacey Dash. Why am I drawing a blank on that?
Stacey Dash. She's a light skinned black girl, clueless Republican.
She played.
She always gets a lot of crap now from the Democrats because she's
sold out.
They say she's sold out or whatever.
Okay,
but I mean, she's hardcore conservative.
Do you remember?
You'd know her if you saw her.
Do you remember the best friend, Alicia Silverstone's best friend in Clueless?
Yeah. Okay.
I never saw Clueless, but I know who Stacey Dash. I didn't know she was in Playboy.
Oh, I didn't either. I'm gonna have to go check that one out. GTS for that.
Okay.
Olympic swimmer Amanda Beard, remember her?
She was in Playboy?
She was, 2007.
Wow.
As Ben begins to Google that as well.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian, if we haven't seen her, whatever.
I don't care.
Kardashian, can we get away from those people ever?
No, we can't.
They want to run for president now. You know, she's bragging about being first lady and... however many years that's going to be.
Because
Kanye West is running in 2020 for president.
Jesus Christ.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, he said he would. And now Lindsay Lohan has said she wants to run for president in 2020 as well.
Yeah, I'm serious.
And the problem is, this is the whole Donald Trump problem.
Now people are
going to start wanting to vote for celebrities and not politicians.
The fall of Western civilization
Absolutely.
Has begun.
It's in full force.
It is pedal to the metal with that crap.
Moving to Canada.
Hey,
wow,
that'd be nice.
Stacey Dash.
Toronto, Canada.
Oh, hang on. Hold that picture up.
Well, I can't get it to... I'm trying.
Show the viewers.
Let's... Oh, hey, yes. We'll hit some of the, let's see, Carmen Electra back in 2009.
That's another one to me is just totally unattractive. I don't know why.
Lindsay Lohan.
No, thank you.
No, that's another
back in 2012. Kate Moss in 2014.
Damn, son, there's a bunch of pictures of Stacey Dash.
And don't forget the hottest woman to ever grace the pages of Playboy.
Angela Lansbury.
Marge Simpson.
Marge Simpson.
In 2009, actually did a centerfold of Marge Simpson from 2009.
Wow.
There you go.
That's probably what killed Playboy.
Well,
they've run out of ideas.
Well, I think, how can you not just, I don't know. I don't know how you can have Playboy without the nudity. That's the whole thing. I mean, does anyone actually read it for the articles?
I don't look at it at all. I think it's more that they're just irrelevant nowadays.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, the internet has made most paper publications irrelevant.
Yeah. Well, that was their whole logic behind it. It's not provocative anymore.
Yeah.
So why even have a magazine?
I don't know.
I mean, well, I wonder how many people it'll turn even
into
buy
a G, it. It'll turn into a GQ. That's what it'll be.
Yeah, something like that.
Cosmo GQ, something like that.
It'll be a Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
Something where they just, and maybe they entice, as it being Playboy, they entice the bigger celebrities to finally be in there knowing that they're not going to be completely nude.
What's the point?
I know. Yeah. There's no point. There's absolutely no point.
I mean, why would... Oh, hey, let's get a celebrity to do a photo layout in a bikini. Ooh.
All right.
I mean, that
Maxim again. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're in Playboy. Yeah, but it's, you know...
It's just Playboy.
Right. Exactly. It's not... The reason it was in Playboy and it was special before is because they were going to be nude. And and Playboy was the one who got them. Now they can be in any magazine.
Yeah.
I bet what it is? Is they don't have the income to pay these people enough to pose nude in the magazine.
Doesn't really matter. I hadn't looked at an actual paper Playboy in
since I was in high school.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, for real. I mean,
you know, the last one
when AOL came out, who needed it?
You know, the last paper Playboy I saw was when we were at a museum.
It was kidding.
Up at McLeod Farms. Remember that on the wall?
There
was a Playboy on the wall.
Yep.
And that's the last one I've seen.
And Penthouse is about the same. I haven't and here's the reason. The last paper Penthouse I've seen was in that motorhome that sits in my driveway.
Oh yeah.
It was amazing. It was upside down and I didn't look at it for, you know, a year or more, and I was in there one day cleaning up. I said, "What the hell?" I picked it up and looked. I said, "Son of a bitch, it's a Penthouse."
And Penthouse was always the better.
Yeah.
Because it showed more.
Yeah.
Well, Hustler, Playboy. But
Hustler.
Well, that.
Coming at you live from the plush ATC studios, Al's Toddcast. These guys do not prepare, no idea what the show's going to be about. Sometimes we don't even know when the show is over, but the only thing we know is we're going to do it, it's going to be there for you, and the people in the UK know more than you do, and they are eating it up.
All up in the UK. Anyway, this is Al, that's Todd, and we are Al's Toddcast. Please listen to us if you can and rate us, because evidently it's important to be rated.
Unrated, unprepared.
Be rated.
It's Al's Toddcast, available for download on iTunes and at OFTUnetwork.com.
All right, let's move on to, and we've hit on this before, but now we actually have a list. Are these the 25 most rewatchable movies of all time? Okay. The most rewatchable movies of all time. We're going to go from 25. We'll go all the way up. Number 25 is a tie between Caddyshack and The Avengers. If you had to choose, what would you watch?
Caddyshack.
Ben?
The Avengers.
Really? Over Caddyshack?
I don't like Caddyshack.
Okay.
Only TJ has that reaction.
Yeah, I mean, really.
I don't worry about it.
That's all right. 24, Pride and Prejudice.
I mean, it's okay, but...
Pride and Prejudice. Have you ever seen it?
No, I've never seen it.
No, all right.
I can't rewatch something I haven't seen.
23, I agree with this, and I think it should be higher on the list, Goodfellas.
Yeah, I like Goodfellas, but I have to be in the mood to watch it.
mobster movies do nothing for me.
Oh, yeah, I love those. I love them.
If it was The Godfather or Goodfellas, Godfather every time.
I've never watched The Godfather.
Your grandfather was a leg breaker. That's why you like
it. Yeah, that's why I like it. Yeah. Number 21 is a tie between Finding Nemo.
No. I've never even seen all of that.
And the 2009 reboot of Star Trek.
No.
I saw that one. It was pretty good.
Oh yeah, I love
Lens
the Star
Trek. How in the hell did that?
Well, yeah, but it's still good.
Okay, here's a crazy one. Number 19 is a tie between The Notebook.
Nope.
And The Matrix. If you had to choose, what are you watching?
The Matrix.
And I've never seen them, but I would still watch The Matrix. Number 18, Casablanca. Has anyone ever seen it?
Yeah, it's not that great.
I've never watched that one. It's 16, and I'll go ahead and tell you which one I would rather watch. 16 is a tie between The Lion King and Pretty Woman.
See, I didn't. Oh, neither one of those. I would watch neither one. Neither one. I don't like either one of those movies.
All right.
All these great movies that people like, I can't stand them.
Yeah. All right. Number 14 is a tie between Pulp Fiction.
Never saw it.
Titanic.
I wouldn't watch either one of them.
I'd watch Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction was stupid.
What?
I was dumb as
dumb.
But you know how Titanic ends.
Yeah, well, that's true. Number 13, Dirty Dancing.
Never saw it.
Never saw Dirty Dancing?
Why would I want to watch that?
Active avoidance.
Why would I want to watch that?
Because
seriously,
it was like the big thing back when it came out.
But I saw it.
That doesn't mean I like it.
So are DC comic and Marvel movies. Yeah, I don't watch any of those.
Pretty Woman was the big thing when it came out, too. But
Have you ever seen it?
Praising Pretty Woman, either.
Have you ever seen it?
I probably watched it once.
Probably what?
I don't even remember.
Liar. Number 11, a tie between Grease.
And Grease 2.
And Forrest Gump.
I'd rather watch Forrest Gump.
I don't like Grease.
I'd rather watch Forrest Gump.
I'd watch Forrest Gump.
Grease 2.
Grease 2, okay. By far. Forrest Gump's not even really my favorite. A lot of these movies, I just don't.
Forrest Gump was one of those movies that has the ability to make me tear up in a couple places.
And I think maybe that's what it is. I don't like watching something that if you watch it once and you get emotional about it, I don't really want to watch it again.
Yeah. I could watch Forrest Gump, and there's a couple places where I would start feeling
What are they?
Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no legs.
Magic legs.
I'm trying to remember.
Is it when his mom dies? And
No.
Is he like me?
You die. Oh yeah, hardcore one when he meets his son for the first time.
Is he smart or is he like me? Not really. Well, the one it seems like the whole Jenny thing that was just
Jenny was a bitch.
She was just tragic. She just had a tragic life and
she was a bitch.
I think when he ran into her in Washington and she comes running across the Washington pool, Colin Forrest. I don't know, for some reason that kind of.
Just I get incredibly emotional when he runs to the dog shit.
Does he do that?
Yeah, he runs
when
to the dog
jogging.
Shit. And that's when the thing he goes, the guy, he's riding, running along with a guy that's trying to come up with a bumper sticker slogan.
T-shirt. Yeah.
And shit he runs happens. To the dog shit and he goes, yeah, it happens sometimes.
Well, okay.
I got emotional with it because that guy made a lot of money off of Shit Happens.
You know, there's a sequel.
Yeah, Gump and Company.
Yeah.
I read the book.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Didn't he?
Him and Lieutenant Dan go to the Gulf Coast, to fight in the war in Iraq and Iran, whatever, and they inadvertently capture Saddam Hussein.
Jesus.
And they have to release him. Because it's not their orders.
Lord.
I mean, what it does in Gump and Company.
Well, it's just
It takes all the kind of cool things that happened in Forrest Gump with the Watergate thing
and bastardized.
Yeah.
That's all it is throughout the entire book. I mean, it's just terrible. So I'm glad they didn't do that. All right, let's move it on. Number 9 is the Harry Potter series.
No.
Those are okay.
No. They're all right. I haven't seen all of them, but
none of them.
I've seen some of them, and they're all right.
Absolutely none.
And I don't know that I would sit down and watch them again, but the first time I watched them, they were okay.
I hate fantasy movies.
Number 8, I would put it number 1.
Oh, please, Crowley, you love fantasy. We saw Zombie Ass, Toilet of the Dead, and you couldn't get enough of it. You loved it.
That woman, what was she saying? She's just saying all kinds of outrageous things, remember?
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
Zombies climbing up out of the damn outhouse, groping her butt, and she's telling me how embarrassing it is.
And she's going, oh, how embarrassing, please stop.
Have you not seen it? It's on Netflix. Or it was. You should watch it.
I think I'm going to pass.
No, that's a movie everyone should see.
Tell them what it is again. Tell them the name of it again.
Zombie Ass Toilet of the Dead.
Jesus God.
It was horrific.
You know it's going to go up in the ratings.
And
people are going to watch
it. And here's the only part that Crowley decided was too unrealistic. When the girl farted and took off. And there he
she
was like,
literally
oh.
blew up into the sky.
He's like
a rocket.
Okay, really, that couldn't happen. I'm thinking they're getting chased by zombies who eat shit,
and that's more realistic than her launching off with flatulence, for real. And you're the intellect. I'm reading philosophy,
What was the other movie we watched? Whenever they cut
Mutant Girl Squad.
Whenever they cut somebody, it was like Old Faithful.
Mutant
they
Girl
just
Squad,
spew
yeah.
these unrealistic
oh, well,
amounts
that's Kill,
of blood.
That's Kill Bill. Every time they cut somebody, it all sprayed out everywhere.
Right.
All right. The next one, like I said, I think this, for me, is top of the list. Shawshank Redemption.
Yes, that I can watch multiple times.
I'll watch it again. Nice. I'll catch it in the middle, and I'll watch it all the way through the end.
I don't care
what time it is. I mean, if it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm flipping through channels trying to go to sleep, and it's on, I'm watching it.
I saw that in the theater in college. It was boring.
Never seen it.
All right. Now, Ben, you're going to have a conflict on this one. This is going to give you a great conflict. At number 6, it's a tie between The Godfather.
And Earth Girls Are Easy.
And The Princess Bride.
Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yeah, that's rough. I'd just watch them both.
Number 5, Gone with the Wind.
No.
Never
saw it.
Why would you? I don't.
Number 4, and I'm surprised. I mean, I don't know who came up with this list. Number 4, the Lord of the Rings series.
See, I've never seen any of those.
I haven't seen any of them.
I've seen them.
Lord of the Rings is one of 2 movies I've ever walked out in the middle.
Really? That's right. You did. Curly God, I forgot you told us about that.
I walked out of Lord of the Rings because it was so ridiculous and stupid and long and boring.
Oh, but
why
yet,
did you buy
yet,
a ticket?
But yet you watched The Walking Dead religiously.
I didn't buy a ticket. I went with someone who bought the ticket.
Oh, so you screwed them.
They wanted to go.
Yeah, you screwed over there.
I told them. I was like, I'm sorry. This is stupid. I can't take any more. I'll be outside. And I went outside and waited for them.
Sat and smoked.
And what was the other movie you walked out of?
It was a movie that incidentally, Brian Laney. It was one that you and I went to.
I'm sure he's listening.
It's pornographic.
He might listen on Monday. Way back when. It was some stupid movie about a car, and it was like it jumped across two high-rise buildings. It was just ridiculous, and we walked out.
Was it Gone in 60 Seconds?
No. This was back in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
It had Tommy Lee Jones in it.
Mm. Oh, gosh.
And I remember it was a scene where some car, they were able to drive through a building and get enough speed to break through this big plate glass window, one skyscraper, and go like all the way across.
I know what you're talking about,
ended,
but I can't
and
think
they landed
of the movie.
In another high,
no
high rise.
I can't no think idea. Of the movie.
It was ridiculous. We walked out of that. Me and Brian did.
All right, number 3, The Sound of Music. Mm. I've never watched it the first time. I'll never watch it a second time. Number 2, The Wizard of Oz.
Mm, seen no. it.
Why isn't The Exorcist on this list? I would watch that bitch over and over.
And number 1, I'll agree with this one. Star Wars.
No.
I'll watch Star Wars or whatever.
I could watch it again. I would not say, you know what, I think I'm going to watch Star Wars because I've got them at the house and I've looked at it and went, eh.
I've watched them.
I like comedies.
Okay.
Okay, now
here's a couple of movies that should be added to this list.
Kingpin.
I got several.
You got that right. White Men Can't Jump.
I love Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah.
I can watch that anytime.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movie that you may not have seen called Happy Texas.
No.
Check it. I got the DVD if you want to borrow it. It's a cool movie about these two guys who break out. Three of them break out of prison. Well, they don't necessarily break out. They're forced to break out because they're chained to this other dude when the bus crashes.
Oh, okay.
And they go to this town, and they're going to rob this bank on Harvest Day. But to be able to stay around in the town, they end up stealing a motorhome that belongs to two pageant directors. Turns out the two pageant directors are gay, and they're a couple. So these guys have to act like a couple in this town for like a week before they can rob the bank.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's got Steve Zahn and I forget the other guy in it, but it's and you know what the two gay guys' names are? David and Steven.
Of course. Well, of course. Well, of course.
And it's a really good movie. All right, it's funny.
Movies you can watch over and over again.
The Exorcist.
Oh God.
Okay.
Airplane.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I can watch that. Yeah. I like Airplane.
I still laugh at all that.
Naked Gun movies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Naked Gun movies.
Give or take. Police Academies I could probably watch over and over. I could give a take.
Got a Gutenberg thing, do you?
All right. Real quick, I'm gonna name drop real quick. Steve Gutenberg. Not Steve Gutenberg. Who is Proctor? Remember Proctor?
Proctor.
The little goofy guy that was Commander. Who was the guy that they ended up gluing his hands to his
hair?
Oh,
that was Captain Mauser.
His little flunky.
Yeah, but who was he?
Proctor, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I can't remember who he was, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, from my first marriage, I was by marriage related to him.
Oh, really?
And actually got a wedding gift from him.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't even remember what it was.
Oh.
How was he related?
Somehow
apparently
on her,
related to Aaron somehow.
Yeah, on her, it was her mom's. It was her mom's first or second cousin, and we were related.
Wow!
But I couldn't. I don't think I could watch Police. I mean, I've seen Police Academy. Come on, let's say you're scrolling through. Well, you don't have television. You're
I do
scrolling,
have a television.
Yeah, but you don't have cable or anything.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I remember. Lance Kinsey is his name.
Lance Kinsey. Okay. Yeah. You're flipping through the channels, you find a movie and what it is that you're going to watch again.
And you stop. Oh, I'll watch this.
Yeah. Exorcist. I really loved the original Poltergeist. Poltergeist 1.
I'm sensing a theme here. With
I think I am
I would
too.
Watch that a lot.
So Exorcist, Poltergeist.
Airplane.
That's
the only three I can think of right off the top of my head.
Tommy Boy.
Yeah, well, I like Black Sheep better than Tommy Boy.
I can watch
Black Sheep over and over and over.
Casino is another one that I love to watch. If it's on, I'm going to watch it. And it's a long movie.
Casino, I don't know that I've seen Casino.
Casino, it's got Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, the guy that was in...
I never saw it. Doesn't matter.
Basically, doesn't matter. A lot of the characters that were in Goodfellas were also in Casino.
Yeah.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yes, that's one I could watch over and over.
I'll watch that whenever it comes on.
Yeah. Damn, there's some
vacation.
Other...
Vacation
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, I can watch vacation movies,
RV. Actually, RV was on earlier with Robin Williams.
I've never seen RV.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Did you ever see We Are the Millers?
Yes.
That's a good one. I could watch that one again.
On that? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I will watch that over and over and over.
I liked it, but it's too emotional there at the end.
I just thought of another one.
Every time you go away. And then when you see John Candy in that moment and knowing that he's gone now.
I'll tell you one, and it's called, you may not know it, but it's called Almost Heroes. It was Chris Farley's last movie.
Yes.
I can watch that over and over.
Yeah.
But they're competing with Lewis and Clark to get to the West.
Yes.
That's a good movie.
I just thought of another one, 16 Candles.
Yeah.
I could watch that over and over.
Molly Ringwald gets on my nerves.
I love her.
Well, good for you.
She is the bomb.
I know. Yes. I've heard you love Gingers.
Weird Science.
Yeah, I like that one.
I like
it. Not on enough.
I like it, yeah. I like it, yeah.
One just popped into my brain, and I just...
And right back out.
Crap.
Monty Python, the Holy Grail.
Yes.
No.
Not every time, but I could watch it again.
You have to be in a... I think I have to be in a mood.
You definitely...
Halloween 1 and 2.
Yes. Mm. Actually, I like Halloween... Halloween 2, I like a little better, I think.
I do, too. I like Halloween 2 better than Halloween.
Yeah. But I could watch either one, yes.
Either one.
And I haven't watched any of those this Halloween season. And the AMC normally has a marathon of them every
weekend.
They're
starting it here coming up soon.
Are they? Okay.
And I will certainly be watching that.
That was one of Will's Christmas gifts last year, was the Halloween poster from the original movie.
Oh,
we had
yeah.
it framed for him to hang in his room because he loves that.
I love that movie. And you think about it, you think about all the horror movies that are out there, how little blood was in the first one.
Yeah.
How little gore.
I'll tell you a couple other movies I could watch every time, and they're two John Wayne movies, and they're really the only two I like. North to Alaska.
Never saw it.
And El Dorado.
Never saw it.
Great movies. Really good movies.
Spies Like
Us. They're kind of Spies Like Us, yes. They're kind of comedy-ish. Action okay. comedy-ish, sort of. I don't know.
I can watch Spies Like Us a lot.
What the hell is that thing? Oh, golf cart. Yeah, I mean, you guys, I mean, this
neighborhood is very busy.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
It's going to be, and just to let you know, during Halloween,
oh,
this
sure,
neighborhood is going to be crazy.
And, yeah. Are you all, Halloween's on a Saturday this
I'll be
year.
Out at Creepy Hollow.
What the hell?
I know. I'm not
sure David would fill in for you if you want him to.
No, I'll be out there. It's going to be an insane night out there.
It'd be more fun, all of us over here, scaring people coming through your dang yard.
You know, I want to set up the yard to be...
Well, if you ain't going to be here, what's the point?
Yeah.
I know. Well, I'm thinking maybe next year.
You're just going to open yourself up for a
lawsuit. Next year, you'll be up at Creepy Hollow again.
Probably, mm-hmm. I will be again. But it's fun out there.
It's all right.
Chained to the tree stand.
We're liable to... I'm liable to ride out there because I don't know if what my... You know, we don't do anything on Halloween, really.
We cut off the lights. You can't see the house.
Well, I know what Cliff and Steve do on Halloween. They cut the lights off and hide inside.
Leave me alone. David
used to take a chainsaw and take the chain off and wait out in the yard for kids to come
Are
up
you
to
serious?
The
and crank it up. Oh, yes. Yeah. We were there that year. Well, a couple of years we did that.
Oh, my
God.
What
I wouldn't mind doing is like dressing Steve up in some kind of costume so he just looks like a dummy and then having a brah when somebody walks
that
up.
That would
time.
Be great. Videotape the whole thing.
Yeah.
Or periscope it.
Yeah. Oh, periscope might be a little boring, but anyway.
Yeah, it might be.
So anyway.
True. All right. Well, don't forget, we've got Al's Toddcast available on the OFTU Network website. You can get it there. They have a Facebook page.
And a Twitter account.
And a Twitter account. But don't forget about ours. The big thing that we want you to do with ours, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or our website, any of the posts that we put up there, share them.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget our website, onlyfunnyatus.com. Don't forget the Amazon link because, believe it or not, people are Christmas shopping already.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, we already have.
So get all your Christmas shopping done. Go through onlyfunnyatus.com. Click the Amazon link. You can still sign on with your Amazon account. It doesn't add any money to your account. We just get a little taste of the pudding, so to speak, on that. Also, we have got... just had a stroke and I can't remember what it was. Oh, we've got the Black Creek Arts Council event that's coming up.
Oh, that's coming up.
November 13th.
And we're going to be in multiple sketches. I do believe they are close to being sold out.
I believe they're sold out.
They had like two seats and one table left.
Okay.
And that was like 2 weeks ago.
And
so
you know why?
Probably sold out.
And you know why they're sold out? Because they know that we're going to be there. And we're going
according to,
be, to
some people at the party last night, we are the celebrities of Hartsville.
Oh, God, yes.
I don't know.
Really?
I think she was very, very drunk.
Yeah, she might have been.
It was Amy.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, that's good
But
enough.
We had a great time.
But
I thank her for the invite again.
I very much like the compliment.
Yes, yeah. Oh, Crowley, yeah. His head swole up so much he couldn't get out the door.
Yeah.
But be prepared for the post Black Creek Art Council.
God.
Podcast that was very interesting last year.
Guess who won't be sober? Any of us.
I wasn't sober
last
year.
We're gonna have to get a bus or somebody to a limo to drive.
We'll probably
us back.
Get a limo, or you know, we'll get some of our handlers to get us back here to make sure we're
call
okay.
Patty. Call the idiot wrangler Patty.
Yeah, Patty will take care of us.
We'll get a trailer and hook it to her little car. We'll all ride the trailer.
It'll be like a hayride.
Through downtown.
And we'll go through. We'll have our banner going, woo!
We didn't die on stage.
Yeah.
Beer
gonna,
cans flying
we're
off
gonna
the
die
trailer.
On the trailer.
Hooting and hollering. Me in a bikini.
Sponsored by Vintage.
Me in a bikini swinging.
Oh, for God,
swinging a banner.
I was going to say, what are you swinging in a bikini?
Joy or pride.
You going to untuck something?
Pride? Really?
You can't.
In a parade?
You can't swing a needle.
Swinging needle. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Neither do most people. So anyway, so onlyfunniest.com, Twitter, Facebook.
Bugfucker.
The big thing we want you to do is share. If you enjoy what we do here, share it. Share it, share it, share it.
Offend people. We don't care.
Really, if you think it's someone that you don't think is going to like it, share it with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just as a way to just to upset them.
The person you don't want to talk to on Facebook anymore,
share it with them.
They'll ignore you from then on. They'll unfriend you.
And we're here to help with that. So as always,
service.
We encourage you to listen. We encourage you to share. Steve?
Are y'all ready? We're crude, rude, and lewd.
Say it, Red.
That was funny.
Say it!
Until next time, good night!